myself out at sea.
Good morning, Olympia. Good morning, Olympia. You're listening to the Wave Slave Hustle. Tuesday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. Please enjoy.
I can see you're crazy, yeah. I slept under more bridges than some folks ever cross. I wept for joy and well, I wept for things I've lost. I'm doing that wave slave hustle. I'm doing that wave slave hustle, baby. I'm doing that wave slave hustle. And that wave slave hustle doing me.
Slave Hustle here on 106.5 KOWA Low Power FM in Olympia, Washington. I'm an invisible pirate. We're the Bad Folk Orchestra, currently comprised of a lady named Charlotte, a lady named Caitlin, an invisible pirate, and some dude who happens to be the hobo radio man, and he's going to play some mandolin for us, but he ain't up in here yet, so we're just going to pretend like he doesn't exist. And I think we also have Doc with us. Doc, are you here today?
I'm somewhere in the production room. I don't know. Good morning, all.
Welcome to 106.5. The purpose of the Wave Slave Hustle, this Tuesday morning 9 a.m. radio show that we're going to be doing, is that we're going to tell some stories that I developed over the course of several years. And some stories that were written by my good friend Henrietta Lawson. All of it could probably be construed as satire, in case you happen to be with the FCC or otherwise addicted to regulations and concepts and conformity. This is all satire, and so you can't hit me on none of them royalties, no matter what you think I just did. It's a beautiful world, isn't it? We're going to talk about things that are important, things that aren't important, and then we're going to do what is it? You're a mugester?
Mugester.
Charlotte's a mugester. And Caitlin, what are you?
A magician.
Caitlin's a magician. So we've got a couple of... We got a magician and a mugester here. And between that, we're going to make some bad folk music, which is folk music done badly by bad folk, if that's confusing to you. And I think our first song we're going to do... We just did the Wage Slave Hustle, our theme song. And next we're going to talk about... Oh, I'm going to tell you about some crows. I had this marvelous experience the other day. I'm working on trying to find ways to put my friend Henrietta Lawson's music out. She wrote stories and songs and stuff. And the songs that we're doing by her are, six of them are about crows and ravens. So I had this amazing experience the other day. I was sitting in front of a grocery store and this little crow flew up and I was eating a cookie. And the cookie fell out of my mouth because I'm a sort of clumsy weirdo. And rolled a little bit, and the little crow tried to go over and get my cookie. And I was happy for the crow. It was in the parking lot of a grocery store. And people kept walking back and forth, and so the crow could only get so close to the little cookie. And I saw him, like, eyeballing it, watching me, watching him, and watching everything going on all around us. And he kept trying to get up on that cookie, because he really, really wanted it. And it actually happened to be a free cookie, in fact. Because they give out free kids cookies there, and I have a child inside of me. Deep down inside, I got this lost little child, and so I take all the free kids cookies I can. And so we ended up, I'm sitting there, and this crow's trying to get up on this cookie, And people just keep coming by because it's a grocery store and it's busy. And so he'd get like within a foot and a half, 2 feet, maybe 3 feet. Then he'd flap off because he was real skittish, which happens to be my favorite word, skittish. Just thought I'd mention that. And so we're sitting there. I'm sitting there watching this silly crow. And eventually I told some other guy what was going on. And this was like an hour and a half of this poor crow just spending his whole time. And he's eventually perched on the roof. I could see him on this little banner sitting there waiting. And I got ready to go because I was bored and didn't want to hang out anymore. It was getting cold. And so I got ready to get up and leave. And I picked up that little bit of cookie and I threw it into a part of the parking lot where there wasn't a whole lot of traffic so he could get it. And he looked at me like I was crazy at first when I first picked up the cookie. Because, you know, obviously I was stealing his cookie and he was upset. But then I threw the cookie and it landed and it broke into three pieces. And he was excited about that. He flies down after I walked off a little bit, picks up the smallest piece and eats it right away. And then he had to choke it down a little bit in that goofy crow sort of open beak head jerking motion that they do. And then the other two pieces were too big for him to eat at once. And so he picked up the bigger one of the two, and then he picked up the smaller one, put it down, and then he picked up the smaller one, and then he put that down, and he looked at both of them, he picked up the bigger one, looked at the smaller one, put the bigger one down, looked at the small, picked up the bigger one, looked at the bigger, the smaller one, and it was this goofy thing. He did this dance, and then eventually he figured it out. He had this moment of inspiration where he stacked one on top of the other, picked them both up in his little beak there. And then he got so happy, he spread his wings, he did this little, like, happy dance of joy, like he ruffled his feathers like he was in a mating call or something. And then he flew away, and he was just joyful. And so that was a real neat moment. While I was trying to figure out how to do Henrietta Lawson's songs about crows and ravens and how smart they are, I got to see a crow, or a raven, I'm not sure. It was either a really big raven, or a really big crow, or a really small raven, I don't know. Getting real happy about being smart. And so, reason I bring that up is because my plan for this morning was to do the first of the six songs in Addiction. That's Addiction. Addiction, the... Addiction, which is this beautiful six-song cycle that was written by Henrietta Lawson. And it's in the key of E. Because with these six songs, the first song is in E, which is the top string on your guitar, then A, then D, then G, then B, then E. So this is the first one in E, and it's called Seven Generations Wrong, the first song in Addiction, The Tragedy of Jim Crow.
Seven generations went by, and the ravens kept getting high.
control. And even though he was a raven, they called Jim the Crow. Oh, the murders of crows. Oh, the murders of crows.
First song, that was Seven Generations Wrong, the first song in Addiction, which is a tragic series that we're going to slowly be discussing over the course of the next 6 weeks. We're going to play each one of those songs, and then we'll talk about some of the issues at hand. And then after we talk about the issues at hand, we'll do a little improv comedy of some sort or another, because we love you, and we know you'll get bored of the other stuff, because it's radio, and you're Americans. And, or we presume you are. And then the last part, and I say so much, you'll probably fall asleep. Sorry about that. And then after all that good stuff, we're going to read, there's Caitlin, and that's Charlotte. And after we do that, we're going to read some of the stories of Henrietta Lawson, all of which come with songs. But the first one's going to be the one we're going to do today, is my introduction to those stories. And that has a song of itself. It tells you what happened with Henrietta Lawson. Because Henrietta ain't here no more. And we're going to tell you about that in a little while. But first we're going to talk about the subject matter that we just did. Actually, no, let's do a KOWA. You want to do some KOWA?
Yeah, let's do some KOWA.
Because it's... understand what all that means is that low power FM is a special FCC regulation thing that happened where they these amazing people, I guess they call themselves the government, they decide things for us, and apparently they regulate things with us in mind, you know, positive good thoughts, because they said we're going to make a special area on the FM dial that's just for community voices. And that was a beautiful moment in time. And it came into being, and immediately thereafter, you know, big corporate, you know, the important people at the expensive radio stations that have the big towers and stuff like that, they all said, oh no, we can't possibly let them do that, we wouldn't make any money off of it, and we want to use that for ourselves. But the good people in Washington, they stood up and they said, no, they get to keep it. And so this radio station exists in the low power FM, which is a space where only so many things can happen. We can't really broadcast very far, so I'm very happy to hear it. I'm very happy you can hear us if you can. We're not very far away from you. Quite clearly, we're at 816 Adams Street. You can even come over here to the back door, back building, and hang out in the studio during the show if you want. You don't have to, but you could if you wanted to. That's the beauty of radio. We have cake.
Yeah, we have
cake. That's right.
We only have cake for us.
Oh.
But if you want to be part of us, see, we're the Bad Folk Orchestra.
You can have my cake.
Yeah, the beauty of the Bad Folk Orchestra is we are, my friend Caitlin here and I, we traveled all around this country, and when we did so, we came up with the idea that we were the Bad Folk Orchestra because two people doesn't quite add up to a band or an orchestra. It's more of a duo. But we don't want to be a duo. It's kind of lonely. And so what we decided we were going to be was an orchestra. So anywhere we go, whenever anyone makes music with us, they're part of the Bad Folk Orchestra. And that includes now today, Charlotte.
Hi.
Our brand new fancy Charlotte.
Ooh, Charlotte.
Yay.
Hooray.
Thanks,
and when we were talking about doing all this, we were talking about, well, we're going to have some extemporaneous discussions. And so today, the extemporaneous discussions are about birds, and they're about addiction, and tobacco being the addiction of choice today, but any addiction will do, and mafiosos, and the crazy things that happen with mafiosos. So I happened to be, I stopped drinking on January 23rd, 2008. I think Josh in there stopped smoking tobacco. When did you stop smoking tobacco, Josh?
10 years ago.
Our good man Josh here, he stopped smoking tobacco 10 years ago. What about you? Do you have any addictions there?
That I quit or that I am currently nursing?
Oh, good. Any one of them. I have trouble discussing the ones I'm currently nursing. I'm good at talking about the one I quit, though.
Well, I have a really strong relationship with coffee, which I'm currently nursing.
Mmm.
This very second. Mm.
Yes, the power of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way you say that, too, because it's about relationships.
It is a relationship, and it can be an abusive one, or it can be, a companion relationship where each side is giving back, and you have to figure out if you're losing more than you're giving.
Do you feel like your coffee abuses you?
I do not.
Oh, so it's sort of just a one-way abuse thing.
That I devour my coffee?
Yeah, that you're the one abusing it. Or do you abuse it? I don't know, you said abusive, and that's what got me thinking.
No, some relationships can be abusive. Your codependent relationships with, like, your significant chemical of choice.
Sure.
Right?
So, like tobacco, for example.
Mm-hmm.
That can be an abusive relationship in every direction.
Exactly.
Because, you know, those plants, they just grow, you know, and then we just take and cut them up, and then we dry them out, and then we slice them up some more, and then we incinerate them and inhale them. I mean, the poor tobacco plant, if you could just think about, like, the life cycle of the tobacco plant, it really didn't include being smoked by us. But now it does. And it's symbiotic, you know, we both seem to prosper, but really, in the long run, it destroys our flesh. I'm not sure how to feel about all that. Caitlin, you got any addictions?
Not right now.
Have you got any you ever stopped?
Not right now.
Oh, okay. Caitlin's not having any addictions. Doc, you ever had an addiction?
I've got one right now. I'm addicted to life.
Addicted to life. That is beautiful. We're addicted to music here.
Yeah.
At the Wage Slave Hustle.
There you go.
Because Caitlin's a mugician.
I'm a mugester.
Charlotte's mugester. I'm an invisible pirate. And this is... We're doing that wage slave hustle. Doing that wage slave hustle. Baby, doing that wage slave hustle. That wage slave hustle's doing me. I was one. By myself out at sea, all the way of the window, so far I could see. Oh, so far, all the way to the end, I could see all the way to the end. I slipped under more bridges, and so
some folks ever cross. I will for joy, I will for things I love. I'm doing that wage slave hustle. Doing that wage slave hustle, baby. Doing that wage slave hustle. That wage slave hustle's doing me. I slipped under more bridges. Some folks ever cross. I wept for joy. Well, I wept for things I lost. I'm doing that wave slave hustle. Doing that wave slave hustle. Baby, doing that wave slave hustle. And that wave slave hustle's new to me.
Wishes this show was later in the day. But, you know, it's funny because the reason I do this show so early in the day is because I know there's people out there doing that wage slave hustle.
I need to get some coffee.
No.
Okay. Right back.
And for the love of the people who are doing the wage slave hustle, I'm all about doing something first thing in the morning. Because I'm hoping somebody out there is listening, doing the wage slave hustle. We might be making it a little easier for you. We might be not. I don't know. Maybe we're distracting you from whatever important thing it is you're trying to get done was. And that's right. I'm talking about you out there in listener land. We like you folks here in Olympia. And we worry about you. We hope everything's going really well for you. So.
Love you.
Yes, we love you.
Keep going.
Yes, we love you. Keep going. That's one of the major points of all of our lives is we want you to keep going so we have a chance to make music for you.
Coffee. wish I would. But espresso for them jerks, yeah. You're just a little child of the evening side, trying to hide, yeah. Well, just little children down deep inside. Your job sucks, but you know if you have good luck, you realize you're just a child on the inside. We're all just little children on the inside. Little kids trying to hide grown-up bodies.
An extemporaneous little song we just put together there for you. It's the top of the hour right now. We call that halfway through the day, 9:30 in the a.m. here on KOWA. Our favorite thing in the world to do is to tell you where we are, especially at the top of the hour. So we're going to do it in D minor.
KOWA.
KOWA. 106.5 Olympia, Washington. KOWA Lowbar FM, Olympia, Washington. KOWA
I'm an invisible pirate. This is the Bad Folk Orchestra doing the Wage Slave Hustle. Today the Bad Folk Orchestra is comprised of...
Caitlin.
Charlotte.
Caitlin's playing a three-quarter scale acoustic guitar. Charlotte's playing a...
Rover banjo.
Rover. You know, not like the dog, but more like the person that roves, you know? And I'm playing what I call the sacred guitar, which is a six-string honer that's older than I am. And we might have our friend Josh in here on some mandolin before too long. Or we might not. It's hard to tell.
It's 9 a.m.
And to go along... No, it's 9:30.
What's the bottom of the hour, then?
The bottom of the hour is 9:30.
What's the top of the hour?
9.
Okay.
Is that right, Doc?
No, the bottom of the hour is at 30 minutes, and the top of the hour is at 00 minutes.
Bottom of the hour was 9:30.
Right.
Top of the hour is 9. Oh, and since we're live on the radio right now, that's the case.
What about the other hours? Aren't they bottom and tops also?
Well, you know, whether or not one is the top or the bottom is often one of those personal choices that, you know, Governor Christine Gregoire just signed into law yesterday, actually. Fancy thing. In fact, you know, I happen to be heterosexual myself. But I'm very happy, and I just want to give a big shout-out to Christine Gregoire and all those people out there who don't happen to be heterosexual. Because the good news is, you can't say you're married yet, at least in a legal sort of way, but you have all the rights and privileges of married people. All of a sudden, because of Governor Christine Gregoire. If you're out there and you're gay and you don't know this, get excited. You can now go apply for tax status. Just like a married person.
Woo!
And, you know, sadly, you're not quite yet far enough along, so you can't get divorced yet, which is the heterosexual cure for marriage is divorce. And so, you know, perhaps maybe you don't want this to come about, this whole marriage thing, because then you'd be part of a trivialized and sort of broken down institution. It'd be kind of sad, actually. I think the gay people might be happier if they never got a chance to get married, because it's pretty much been sullied and ruined by the straight people. We pretty much messed it up.
Do you know that I spoke to the Honorable Governor on Saturday?
You spoke to her?
In the morning. I always see her on my bicycle ride around the lake.
Really?
Yes, with her dog and with her husband, and we don't usually talk shop during Saturdays or Sundays. We wait until they're in session.
You don't talk shop?
No, we don't talk any shop.
Well, did you talk about shopping then? What'd you talk to her about?
Oh, just innuendo, that's all.
Innuendo. You know, that's one of the most beautiful words in the English language, innuendo. I like it because it's got a lot of onomatopoeia to it. In fact, that's a nice little poem. It's onomatopoeia innuendo. But I'm going to be careful because it's early in the morning and I don't really want to say too much. All right.
We can't hear you.
You can't hear us?
Couldn't hear Peyton.
Oh, that's all right, Doc. That's because she didn't want to be heard right then and there. It'll all work out just fine. You'd be amazed how these new gestures and musicians work together. So next thing we're going to do is...
You better not forget us engineers and producers.
Oh, I'll never forget that there's engineers and producers. In fact, my good friend Henrietta Lawson, before she died, she wrote some stories that an engineer helped her in the process of giving to me. And that engineer, he happened to have been driving a train. I never met that guy. I'm an invisible pirate, and we're going to read to you now, 3 pages, my introduction to Tales from Cafe Queequeg by Henrietta Lawson. 3 stories, 14 songs, and the memory of her face. So this is the editor's note. This collection has 3 guiding principles. 1, life as such ought never be organized. Within it may be created service boards and committees directly responsible to those they serve. 2, no matter what you do, someone will find fault with it. 3, if I can't make music, I don't want anything to do with your revolution. I am an invisible pirate. My promise to you is to follow through with these principles. The mission of this work of Cuba's prosatry is to create a non-profit organization. That non-profit organization is to be referred to as the Babylon Refugee Rescue Operation, or, informally, BRO. BRO's purpose is to build a midwifery school on a farm. At said school, the pregnant women will take part in a council that decides the future of the school. Homeless pregnant women will be welcome to come there and barter their need for midwifery. They shall be welcome to stay on postpartum until done nursing their child as either a midwifery student or as a productive member of the farm and school operations. I'm not real much one for words. I took a good gander through the dictionary and tried to do the best I could. Henrietta was the best thing that ever happened to me, so it's appropriate, I guess, that she died. She found me near the Iron Hills Yard, outside Birmingham, Alabama. I was drunk and stupid, and she was beautiful. Her tattoos were homemade. Her hair was a natty patch of dreads, silvery on the ends with lighter guards, bottle caps, and wing nuts. Brown and black clothes sewn together in patches with dental floss, a guitar, and steel-toed boots. Henrietta Lawson, gravel-voiced punk hallucination singing old-timey surf music blues, she called them the Threnodies, said it meant songs by mother, sung by mothers for sons lost at sea and at war. The dictionary don't agree, but I do. She came upon me in the brush, on a vacant lot next to the tracks, and asked if I'd seen any eastbounds. As we were on the east end of the yard, I thought that this showed her inexperience, so I got smart. "Nah, lady, just a few southbound freighters carrying snow to Hotlanta," I said in my best clever bumpkin voice. "Now come here and let me get a look at you." I finished, swaying as I spoke, but still speaking clearly. I'd only had 12 beers. A knife flicked open in her hand, and she smiled, saying,
"Closer you look, mortal cost. Now give me a beer."
I was pleasantly surprised by her style. Not just some hobo wannabe. She had all the guts, gumption, and gear to get the goods in the great big giveaway that is the American Rails and Roads. But I couldn't give her a beer. "Ain't none. It's all empty," I said, slurring a bit now in shock and admiration. "But I ain't opened the wiki yet." Well, one thing led to another, and we watched each other's backs from Birmingham to Wendover, via San Francisco, Seattle, and somewhere else. It was months and months of street corner busking, on-ramp sign flying, hitching by thumb, and hopping freight from college town to big city to podunk. 'Twas a fun trip, really. 'Twas. She taught me guitar, shared snippets and vignettes from her stories, and told me of her dreams to peacefully overthrow the government by building midwifery schools / community centers on farms in every town and village. We were never physically intimate. She didn't like to be touched. Wouldn't even shake hands with anyone. I gave up trying to figure out if she was straight or, well, you know, all that gender equity stuff. Even trying to read what follows here, I can't get an even line on any of that. It is in recognition of this that I've gone to great lengths to try to hide my identity and all that good stuff. I wouldn't want to obscure the beautiful confusion of her image. Then, one day in Maryland, we were crouched in the stow hole of a grader car, facing the car behind us, watching them wheels.
"I've been thinking about trying to publish my stories. Somehow they need to become capital and then become farms,"
she declared, staring down at the blur of railroad ties and rocks.
"But if I make money, I'll get corrupted. I need to find a way to unmake money,"
she growled. I was drunk and said something vague. "You could always just post it on the internet and hope for the best."
"It's not a world worth living in if I have to do all the work,"
she raged as she stood up. With a snort, she pulled a great swallow of Jameson's down her gullet and laughed. Now the wind on the outside compartment of a grainer car is an endless test of skill. See, I was rolling the last of my tobacco and herb into a big spleef, protecting the precious cargo inside my shirt by pulling my hands in through the sleeves. This is, obviously, a fairly immobile position. Maybe that's what inspired her, my inability to act. Maybe me sitting there, armless because of my preoccupation with compulsive consumption and addiction in my lap, was so thick and rich that she, well, I don't know.
"This world ain't worth saving. Did you ever wonder if a person could derail a train by jumping under it?"
she asked, the whistling wind at the top of her voice. I was looking at my hands in my lap and my shirt through the neck hole. Peripherally, I saw her move, felt the train jump a little as it plowed on. She dropped down between the cars. 2 hours later, the train slowed down enough to get off. With her guitar case filled with these stories and her six string, I set out to mourning. These stories aren't mine, and they aren't yours. They belong to a woman who believed that by giving away copies of her stories as gifts, she could sit back and watch the re-evolution that would inevitably result. Farms and community centers focusing on pregnant women, sustainability and emergency preparedness training. Henrietta said the world would get better if these were built, so please, build them. If you like the stories, make a copy and give it to a friend. I'm just a worthless punk. I know of no way to make her dreams come true. If you do, well, what are you waiting for? The pages were all arranged in order with handwritten, paper-clipped copies all in one three-ring binder. The first thing I read was the end, but that comes later. It made me want to read from the start, which actually caused the end to change. Anyways, then I started in, and there was this little essay, and then a little table of contents, and the story was told in all of its crazy, disjointed fashion. Once, when she and I were drunk in the garden of Zot's coffee shop, 24-hour freakers respite in Frenchman's on New Orleans, she leaned over her chair's arm and said to me,
"Gonna be dawn soon. We'll go sleep. I finished my book. I don't know what to do with it."
"What's it about?" I asked, none too brightly. She looked away and rolled a cigarette. She was big on that sort of thing, carefully thinking out her answers and stuff.
"It's my response to the Christian establishment's plan to go to Mars. Nowhere in the Bible does it say to go to Mars. George's Jesus is my favorite political philosopher, Bush, saying, we go to Mars. The discord just set me rolling, so I wrote the King James Bible from the point of view of a modern guitar punkery. I don't know if they'll call me a blasphemous heretic or not."
Then she quoted some scriptures about being all things to all men and leading foolish women out of their houses with fables. She whispered to me,
"I'm rewriting the Bible, and it's freaking me out. I gotta vent or I'll go crazy, so listen to me. I'm writing it like it happens. Tomorrow or something, and I have to do it. There's a million people in my head, tribes and nations, shepherds and city folk. They're screaming, wailing, tortured by their own ignorance. Everybody in the world that ever died is inside of me. I have to write, or they'll never get out. And what good is it? They'll be forgotten by their children's children, by a billion people who live to eat, do their toilet, and watch the sports channel. I won't toss my pearls out for them. They'd rather have pigskin."
She, as you will see, was real big on the Bible. I never held it against her and don't have much to say on that subject except beware the dork side of the farce. I'm an invisible pirate. And what comes next is a little song that I wrote that takes that story we just read and breaks it down in just a little bit less time, a little bit more rhythm, a little bit more rhyme, if you like that sort of thing. If you don't, well, you know, that's the Wage Slave Hustle for you.
To tell you a tale about some things that are true. I warn you before we sail that I'm also gonna lie to you. As you take in what I exhale, it'll be inevitably misconstrued. These little finite words always fail to capture the infinite truth. Yeah, there's a little bit of wiggle room between the nighttime and just a little bit of wiggle room. Won't you let that music play? There's just a little bit of wiggle room between the warp and the weave on the loom. There's just a little bit of wiggle room. Yeah, there was this girl, Henrietta, and you know I'll never forget her. I met her in a train yard. Trespassing and drinking hard, yeah. We rode the rails, hardcore rovers from Birmingham to Wendover, yeah. She taught me so many things, like that the universe is made up of strings, and all the strings. guitar with a ring. Now I guess she must have been insane, cause she tried to derail that train. One moment when I turned my back, yeah, I dropped between the cars, left the blood on the tracks. Yeah, the train, it just kept rolling. Oh, 36-inch steel wheels. There's just a little bit of wiggle room between the cradle and the grave. There's just a little bit of wiggle room. Won't you let them children play? There's just a little bit of wiggle room between. Guitar in a case, three stories, 14 songs, and the memory of a face. So I sat there in the dark, feeling infinitely small. And I thought of how she used to say that the universe is made up of strings, and everything that you see emanates from those strings.
Introduction to Tales from Cafe Queequeg. That's the part that I wrote for Henrietta's stories, because Henrietta, well, as you can tell right there, I'm kind of emotional about the whole scenario. She ain't here no more. Before too long, there'll be a
Broadway play, Broadway production of it.
There'll be a bicycle circus.
Ooh, that's better.
We'll be taking a Broadway. That's for freaking sure. Or farm insure, or whatever F word that I can add an ing to. Flip insure. For fun insure, we're going to do a Broadway, on the Broadway of the American roads. We're going to ride our bicycles. We're going to pull up into your town. We're going to go jump in your dumpsters. We're going to pull out the good things, and we're going to serve it back to you and do you some shows. And those shows are going to be Tales from Cafe Queequeg. They're going to be centered on addiction. You know that story about the crows that we talked about a little earlier. And next week, Tuesday, we're going to have another episode of Addiction. And we're going to have the beginning. Actually, I think next week we're going to have Henrietta, because she has a little introduction that she wrote to, or before she died, of course, that was written before she died, that introduces Tales from Cafe Queequeg. And it has her song about how Jesus is more punk rock than you. And that's going to be coming on in a moment. And God only knows what kind of other beautiful things will happen. And Doc, who appears as our engineer and our announcer guy, our incredible pleasure, wants me to tell you that he's going to do some kind of a sequel to the Alien Meat program that happened last week during the our show. And do you want to do that right now? Is that what you're saying, Doc?
No. But please tune in for the sequel of Alien Meat that myself and Caitlin and Caitlin's mom comprised. Thank you to Caitlin's mom, Virginia. Thanks a lot, Virginia, if you're listening right now.
And the good news is, Virginia, I believe we're making a digital audio recording of this here program. And so whenever we get around to you, happy Mother's Day, Virginia. You're beautiful and your daughters are wonderful. I've met a couple of them and I really like them. They're nice.
I like Virginia.
And Doc, who's a dirty old Chinese man, tends to like women no matter what they're doing.
I'm sorry, but I do not look old. I do not resemble old, nor will I be old.
Oh, Doc doesn't feel like being old. All right. So I'm sorry. I use that colloquially, you know, the old. I didn't actually mean any value judgment on that. If there happens to be anyone out there who considers himself old and is all defensive about it, I want to encourage you to calm down and remember that the purpose of life is training to be older. And so when you get to that point where you have an age that you can identify, whatever that age is, well, there you are. You're that old. And that's a good thing. Probably. I hope so. This is live radio, Tuesday mornings, on KOWA 106.5, low power FM. And whenever that is the case, what we're doing is
doing that wage slave hustle, baby. Yeah, I used to be a homo. I was never alone. I sleep in a house, now I feel so homeless without the new day of the road. Doing that wage slave hustle. Doing that wage slave hustle, baby. Doing that wage slave hustle. Yeah, that wage slave hustle, baby. Yeah, I slept under more bridges most folks ever cross. I've wept for joy and well, I've wept for things I've lost. I'm doing that wage slave hustle. That wage slave hustle, baby. By myself out at sea, oh, I could see you so far. I can see all the way to the end. I can see you so far. I can see all the way to the end. Do that wave slave hustle. Do that wave slave hustle, baby. Do that wave slave hustle. Myself out at sea, well, I can see you so far. I can see all the way to the end. I can see oh so far away to the end. I slept under mobile bridges most folks ever cross. I've wept for joy and well, I've wept for things
that's the Wage Slave Hustle theme song, which I wrote in Grand Rapids, Michigan, at my friend Nikki McKenzie's house, for my friend Peggy Soup. Peggy Soup's a marvelous lady. I thought I was in love with her once, and then I realized that my love for her was a sisterly sort of love. But we learned how to do torch songs together, and I wrote that song for her a long time ago, and I never quite got to the point where I understood what the chords were till I was on live radio about 2 weeks ago here at KOWA 106.5 Low Power FM in Olympia, Washington. If you happen to be at work right now doing that wage slave hustle, then we're very happy for you. We're doing our best to volunteer with our lives and our time, because we don't want to feel like slaves. We don't particularly want to earn a wage, but we do like to hustle. And the hustle we like to do is based around music. We're the Bad Folk Orchestra. My name is an invisible pirate. This here is Charlotte on the banjo. Right now we've got Caitlin on the mandolin that our good friend the hobo Josh has brought up in here for us. Our engineer Doc is sitting in there at the controls. He's our announcer. We've been having a real good time here with you. And we're going to finish this whole thing off with a...
Shackles on us.
butterfly. Thanks for joining us on the Wage Slave Hustle this morning. That last moment there, we had Josh on the mandolin. We had Charlotte on the banjo. I'm an invisible pirate. We had an invisible, beautiful woman. You didn't hear her, except for maybe her car keys rattling as she opened the door, and that was Aaron. And then we had Doc on the radio controls, and everything's beautiful. Good morning, Olympia. Enjoy the rest of your day. We're done. See you next week.
Good morning, Olympia. Thanks a lot. Oi, Nehama. Kung Ebatoy. Goine Long Lang Bing Poi. Gogong Nehang KOWA Mamon Shu. Sip Look Im FM Olympia, Washington. Hi, Maya.